Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast. This is Only We Care, starring myself, Alexandra, and Franny Baronian, my wonderful best friend. Yes.
You're my wonderful best friend.
Thank you. This is the podcast where we talk about things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. And you, my friends and podcast pals, have just stumbled upon another episode of Random Conversations. It's literally where Franny and I talk about anything, and it's totally unscripted. So without further ado, here we go. Franny, would you like to start us off today?
Sure. I don't know why I sound like that, but sure.
Great.
I didn't do a lot today. I mostly did, like, chores. Like, I did some laundry, changed my sheets, and then put on flannel sheets, which doesn't make sense because it's 70 degrees out. But, you know, I live life on the edge, and I get cold at night, so it's kind of a catch-22.
Wonderful.
What else did I do today? I journaled. That was nice. You know I did that because I sent you what I wrote. And I also found one of those wreck these journals in a free library, which, like, instantly brought me back to being a kid. And I was like, I'm going to use this and have fun. What else happened? I walked my dog. It was very warm outside, which, like, made me feel good and very happy because I was like, I need warm weather. And it's finally, like, warm again. And I was like, oh, it's so nice. Like, I don't have to wear jackets anymore. I mean, I probably still will because, again, I get cold. So, we'll see. What else? I mean, we're recording right now in real time. What else? Oh, I emailed one of my friends back, and he started at the email addressing me as General Kenobi. So, I emailed him back addressing him as Anakin. So, that was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. What else happened? I tried to take a nap, but my dog kept barking, so I just woke up and made food instead. Not made food, but, like, I warmed food up. I had, oh my gosh, I made this new snack that, like, I'm gonna, like, copyright for myself, and it's raspberries, almonds, and cashews. It's really good. Highly recommend.
Huh.
Yeah. Honestly, kind of slaps. Yeah.
So, like, what do? Do you, like, eat a cranberry and then, like, put a cashew in your mouth and then an almond? Like, what's the trick?
Honestly, I just eat, like, a couple raspberries, couple almonds, couple cashews, and then do it all over again.
Got it. Okay. So you don't eat all three of them, like, at the same time?
No, because that's weird. Yeah, sorry. I mean, if you do that, go off, but, like, I don't do that.
Okay, got it. So you have to eat one after the other, not all three at the same time.
No. Wait, yes. What?
Yep, I know what you meant.
I ADHD'd out. Okay.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, that's, I had it again today. I had it like a couple weeks ago, and then we didn't have raspberries in the house for a while, so I didn't have it for a while. And then when I was making, I think I was finding lunch, and I found a salad, and I was like, oh, wait, raspberries.
Oh, interesting.
Those little guys. Also, raspberry sorbet is really good.
Hmm. Yeah. I've never had raspberry sorbet.
Ooh, you should have it. It's really nice.
It does sound really good.
It's like a popsicle.
Yeah, I imagine it would.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, I've done enough talking. You can talk and then we can converse again.
Great. I don't even know where to begin. Today was a lot.
I know.
As you already know.
Oh, I do. Every day.
Every day is a lot. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I could pass out, like, right now. I have to run around so much at work.
Oh, mood.
And we only had one computer today because the other computer was being occupied, and it just made everything so slow.
Oh, I hate that.
Because, like, we only could use one computer to do everything we needed to do.
Oh, that's terrible. No.
Yeah, and it was just me and my coworker, like, stuck in a corner all day while everybody else was, like, running around like doing different things in our building, and we just like had to stand like in one place like all day at one computer, and we both had to like help each other. But like I said, we only had one computer, so it was like one person like writing stuff down, doing whatever, and then the other person was like on the computer doing stuff. It was just a lot, and there was like so many different things happening, and it was just like utter chaos. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was just a lot. And then like the morning was just hectic too. It was honestly hectic actually from morning till like mid afternoon. And then I spent my lunch break like outside to get some air, so yay. I've been eating lunch out there a lot, actually, outside, because we now have a nice little, like, picnic table with an umbrella.
Oh, cute.
Outside, and it's really nice.
That's so cute.
It is so nice, because it's really nice to just, like, get outside and get some sunlight and fresh air, so it's good.
Nature.
Yeah, you need nature. You absolutely need to spend time in nature.
Amen. What's your favorite flower? I don't know if I do this, but what's your favorite flower?
My favorite flower.
Yeah, or like top three.
I really love bleeding hearts.
Okay, nice, nice.
I really like hibiscus flowers.
Oh, so does my friend. Yeah, I was like, I'll embroider you one. I still haven't done that. I need to do that.
That's okay. And I really like wisterias or hydrangeas, I think.
Oh, my mom had hydrangeas in her wedding bouquet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite flowers.
Nice. Shoot. Okay, I really like sunflowers. I love roses, specifically red and pink ones, and white ones, actually. And yellow ones. Oh my goodness, so many colors.
Yes, yellow roses are so pretty.
They're so just calming and just nice to look at.
Yeah, definitely.
I love peonies, but I know they're really delicate, so, like, I know if I got them, like, they'd probably last a couple months, and then I'd be like, no, they're gone. But I love them. I love baby's breath. I have a little thing of it on my desk that's I've had, I think, since, like, 2021, and they're still going. They're just living their best little life. I'm looking at them right now. Hi. And then I do love hibiscus flowers. I feel like I don't see those enough, and I really like them. When I see them, I get really excited. I don't know if it's, like, technically a flower, but I really like lavender. That's a plant. That's not even a flower. I just like lavender. Daisies are really cute, especially white daisies. Like, white daisies and, what's it called? Yellow roses are super cute together. I'm just, like, picturing that. That'd be really cute.
Yeah, that would be.
I was watching this girl on YouTube, and she was, like, picking out flowers for her wedding bouquet, and she found, and then she was, like, also looking at flowers for, like, her husband and the groomsmen, like, their boutonnieres, and she found this, like, plant that looked like a baby pineapple, and I don't know what it was called, but I, like, want to find it and be like, where'd you get this? Because it was really cute. I'll send you a picture of it after we record, but it was, like, super, super small and cute, and it literally looked like a pineapple, and I was like, oh, my God. I know birth flowers are a thing. I can't remember my birth flower, though.
I don't even know what that is. I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing either until my friend was like, oh, I have a tattoo of my birth flower. And I was like, you, what? And she's like, yeah, it's on my ankle. And I was like, but I didn't know we had birth flowers.
Yeah, I know there's, like, birth stones.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, what's your birth stone?
So, there's, like, a bunch of different ones for June.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think one of them is like a pearl. I think another one is like amethyst. But my favorite, my personal favorite, because it's so close to my name, is Alexandrite.
Oh my goodness, you were named after it. No, actually, I don't know if you were.
It was named after me, actually.
That's true. Yeah, that's actually really true. Who am I kidding? Okay, wait, I want to see if there's more than one for me, because I know Emerald is mine.
Yeah, so June, it says on the internet, is one of only 2 months that has three birthstones, which is Pearl, Alexandrite, and Moonstone. Which is super cool.
Oh, I have two. I have Emerald and Agate. Agate?
Yeah. Cool. I think it's pronounced Agath, yeah.
Agath, yeah. Cute. Cool. Look at us being quirky.
So cool.
Yeah. I actually have a ring with an emerald on it, but that's just because someone got it for me. And I was like, oh, that's funny. It's my birthstone.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually, I was at work. I think, when was it? I think it was one of my last shifts I was there. It wasn't this past weekend because I closed both weekends last weekend, which was crazy. But it was the weekend before. And a customer came in. He's like, your ring's really pretty. And I was like, thank you. It's actually my birthstone. He's like, no way. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, where'd you get it? And I was like, it was a gift. And he's like, that is so nice. And I was like, thank you. I was like, thank you. Like, thank you, sir. Can I help you get glasses today?
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. But I didn't know that you had three. That's cute.
Yeah.
I think I knew that Pearl was it, but I didn't know that Alexandrite and excuse me. Amethyst were.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not actually amethyst, it's moonstone is the other one.
Oh.
Yeah.
They amethyst or am
I said it in the beginning and then I looked it up and it's actually moonstone.
Okay. Oh, I have a moonstone ring. I could
see. I have a bunch of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Beatrix. I know you agree.
Actually, I only have two, but
Beatrix just started barking as soon as you said
she did. That. She was like, I don't like moonstone. Woof.
She agrees. Beatrix is a Libra, so I don't know what her birthstone is.
Beatrix. Her sign doesn't matter. She's a dog. People's signs don't matter either because they're garbage.
I just know Beatrix has the same birthday as Leland. That's all I know.
That's the only thing that matters.
And I told him that again recently because somehow we were talking about our birthdays when I went to dinner with him and Celeste, his girlfriend, who if they're listening, hi, I love you both. So does Alexandra.
That's true.
I'm speaking for her. I'm going to send this and be like, listen for your name. Love you guys so much. You know that.
Hi, Spider-Man and MJ.
We love Spider-Man and Zendaya in real life.
Yes.
But, yeah, so we were at dinner. Oh, no, this was the first time that I met Celeste at dinner, and somehow we were talking about birthdays, and I was like, oh, Celeste, do you know that Leland has the same birthday as my dog? And Leland's like, I do, and I was like, yeah, and he's like, oh, my God, and I was like, I know, right? It was awesome. It's also Mean Girls Day. Wow, so many days. Wow.
I know, right? October 3rd is a poppin' day.
Yeah. Speaking of birthdays, it's almost my birthday, which is really cute, so...
It is, and it's almost my sister's birthday, too.
Yes! Two of your favorite people ever. Me and your sister.
Right, true.
Wait. Yeah, wait. Yeah, yeah. I was like, who else's birthday is in May? No, it's just mine and Kimberly's.
Oh, Akash's birthday.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Three of your favorite people.
True.
I'm at the top. No, actually, I wouldn't be because alphabetical order, but I'm still at the top.
It goes by alphabet.
Yeah, it goes by the alphabet, but I'm first.
Yeah.
Yep. I changed the alphabet.
Yep, F is the first letter of the alphabet, guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's not A anymore. It's F.
F-A-B-C.
Can you imagine? You switch F and A in the alphabet.
That'd be utter chaos.
Oh, wow. It's like in iCarly when she created the...
DERF.
Yeah, DERF.
Yeah, we don't need that.
I still think about that every once in a while. I'm like, wow, DERF.
I know. I'm like, who would be dumb enough to fall for that?
That little kid would.
It also literally makes no sense. Like, you can't just make up numbers and, like, rearrange the entire history of math.
Yeah. As if I mean, I don't even do math now.
Yeah.
Like, who needs math I mean, the only math I really do is, like, at my job when, like, I add numbers or, like, add amounts together. But, like, even then, that happens, like, very infrequently. Because, like, we have things that do it for us, too, at the same time. I'm like, oh, I need to do it. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I do need to do it. And it's, like, once in a blue moon.
Math is very important, but it's so boring.
It is, but, like, it hurts my brain. Like, it's, like, hurting my brain thinking about it and talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to math.
I'm allergic. Oh, wow. Is that a geometry proof? I do. Gross.
Wow. Yeah, I should get a doctor's note and be like, I'm allergic to math. I can't do it anymore. Sorry.
You know, that would have, like, been really great in, like, high school, but.
Oh, my goodness, right? Yes. Actually, one of my high school math teachers, I think she's still there. She would always, like, stamp her homeworks with Snoopy stamps, and, like, that's how we knew we did a good job.
Aww.
And it was really cute. And then I had her for 2 years, and then the next one I had, because I only did math for 3 years of high school for whatever reason.
Same.
Wow. More things in common. I love it. And his name, he wouldn't, like, we knew his first name from just, like, somehow we all learned it. I think it was, like, online or something. And we all learned it from, like, the website or whatever. It's John, for context. And he told us, like, we couldn't call him John until graduation. So after I, like, legit graduated and, like, I was in the crowd of people, I legit found him. And I was like, hi, John. And he's like, yeah, I knew you'd do that. And I was like, cool. I still talk to him every once in a while. I think he's good. He always would wear vests and ties. Like, he would wear vests, I think, on Fridays and then ties, like, the rest of the week. And I was like, good for you. I was like, you go.
Wow, a vest and tie guy.
Yeah. And actually, he had a dog. And I think he has, like, a new one since then. But I was in high school at the time. And I think it was, like, my senior year. And we didn't have Beatrix at this point. We had our labs. Ingrid and Lena, my queens. We were bringing Ingrid in. Yes, you remember them, I think. Yeah, we had both of them when I met you, which is super cute.
Yes.
My queens. And we were bringing Ingrid in, I think, for something. I don't remember what. I think just, like, a checkup or something. And I brought her in with my mom, and I was, like, leaving. And as I was leaving, I hear my name, and I, like, whip my head around, and it's him. And I'm like, hi. It's weird seeing you out of context. But he was, like, so thrilled. He was like, oh, my God, are you here with your dog? And I was like, yeah, but, like, she just went back. Like, I can't get her. But, oh, my God, it was so funny. I was like, what's happening? The multiverse is real? Hello? So, yeah. I'm trying to think if I've seen other teachers outside of school. I have. I saw my history teacher in high school outside of school. It was, like, Christmas break, and I was, like, going Christmas shopping with my godmother, and I introduced her as my godmother, and he thought I said grandma. And he's like, oh, it's nice to meet your grandma. I'm like, that's not my grandma. I saw my old principal at the grocery store once. I've seen some of my elementary school teachers. I actually just saw my fourth grade teacher, like, about a couple weeks ago. That warmed my heart because I hadn't seen her in years. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen your teachers at all, but that's just how my brain's thinking right now.
Not in a really long time.
It's always really trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And some have actually come into my work, which is, like, really funny. Actually, only two of them have. And recently, so I don't know if your high school did this, but my high school, because it was small-ish. Yeah, it was pretty small. We had, like, 600 people together, all together total. And, like, 200 in each, or no, like, 100 to 200 in each class. My class was, like, 250, which is, like, the biggest they'd ever had, or one of the biggest they'd ever had. So they, for each grade level, they'd split. We had three counselors, and we'd be split into groups based on our last name. So I had one, and then there was another one for my, like, some of my friends, because their last name correlated with him. And I saw him at work, and he knows me, because weirdly, my best friend said we're, like, the same person. And I was like, you're so right, because we're both, like, energetic, and we just would, like, walk into rooms, like, saying hi to people, and I would do that a lot in high school. So I saw him at work, which was, like, really trippy. I was like, oh, you're here? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what is happening? But, yeah, in high school, I would just, like, go into rooms and, like, say hi to people. Like, even if they were teaching or, like, in class, I'd, like, go in and say hi. And, like, the people would be like, you can't do that. I'm like, okay. And? I still graduated.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think, what else can I talk about?
How are your cats?
My cats are good. Lenny's being a menace and marking his territory where he doesn't need to.
Typical Lenny.
Typical Lenny. This afternoon, or this evening, Kimberly and I walked into the garage. And Lenny likes to go in the garage to play all the time. And
fun spot, what can I say?
Yeah, it's just the Lenny way.
It's Lenny's playground.
It really is. So
I should name it that.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, my sister goes into the garage, Kimberly.
Yes.
And she goes, Lenny, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? What is he doing? She goes, he's sitting on these like blankets and stuff. And I'm like, what? And I turn the corner and he just has himself like plopped in this little like container with all these like blankets in it. And he's just like sitting on top of the blankets. And there's like three or four that are just piled in there. And he just like plopped himself on top of them and just like sat in the container with the blankets, and he just looked so funny. I was like, you just will literally sit anywhere. Like, I've caught him like sleeping in like laundry baskets like full of clean laundry. And I'm just like, Lenny, you can't do that. Like, the laundry will be piled so high in the basket and he's just on top of it sitting like he's like a king or something, like on a throne.
I just had a really good idea for a kid's book.
What is it?
It's called Lenny Sits on Things, and it's just Lenny sitting on things throughout your house.
He sits on everything.
That's what I'm saying. I'll write it.
He'll sit on the chair. He'll sit on like piles of blankets. He sits on paper. He sits on the counter. He sits on the table. He just sits anywhere. Like, I said to Kimberly, I was like, wherever he flops, he plops.
Okay, that's going to be the title page, and you're going to write it.
Great.
No, we're going to, yeah, well, no, I'll write it, and then you can do the art. Okay, this is going to be great.
No, yeah, and, like, so, like, the title could be, like, what you said, Franny, like, Lenny sits on things?
Yes.
And then the tagline will be, like, wherever he flops, he plops.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm or it could be wherever he plops, he flops.
And we're gonna dedicate it to Louie just to add continuity.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. I'm sure Louie will really appreciate that.
Louie absolutely will.
And then we have to write one about Beatrix being a loaf of bread.
Yes.
Beatrix the bagel or Beatrix the bread.
Exactly. I was on the phone with my mom about a week ago, and I called her, and she was walking Beatrix, and I was like, oh, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm walking Beatrix. And I said, you mean the most important loaf of the family? And she said, yeah, the most important loaf of the family. So, that was cute.
Franny, does Beatrix, like, ever, like, sleep with you or, like, cuddle with you? Or, like, does she just do that with your mom?
Okay, here's the thing. Some people ask me this, and this is what I tell them. Okay. This is really unfortunate because, okay, as you know, she's very small.
Yes.
My bed is too high for her to jump up on. Right. Which is partially my fault and partially my mattress's fault. So we're going to blame the mattress because it's pretty thick. I don't know if I've actually ever shown it to you. It's pretty big because I got a new one recently. Not recently, like a couple years ago, and it's big. Like, it raises my bed, like, to the, not ceiling, but it feels like it's to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And as a small person, it really helps. yeah, but where I'm going with this is my parents have a much lower bed than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm screaming. I'm just talking loud. Cause I do, we know. And then, so she can easily jump up on their bed. And what she does is, and this is so cute, she will start at the end of their bed. Because they have, like, a queen-size bed. So she'll start at the end of their bed, like, at their feet. And then, I don't know if it's, like, at the same time or if it's just at a certain time. she will then get in between my parents and, like, snuggle up between them because she's so small. And sometimes she'll end up on top of one of their heads on the pillow with her butt, like, right in front of them. Depends on the day or her mood. So that's what she does. But again, to answer your question, unfortunately, no, because even if I do try and pick her up, she wants to get off because it's so high up off the ground that it freaks her out.
Oh, no. You should get her, like, yeah, a little doggy, like, stepping stool.
Honestly, I'm thinking about it. I'm honestly thinking about it because I would love to have her on here. It would be really cute.
Would be really cute.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. I will do that.
You could get her, like, little corgi blankets and, like, wrap her up in the blankets. And then you could be like, it's a Beatrix burrito.
We actually do have a corgi blanket from CorgiCon.
You have a burrito blanket?
No, we have a corgi blanket. But burrito blankets sort of exist because there's tortilla blankets because Gio has one.
Yes.
Yeah, Gio has one and his cats lay on it all the time.
That's right. They do exist.
Yeah.
That's so
Yeah, because cool. He sent me a picture of the cats, like, one of the first pictures he sent me of the cats. They were, like, laying on it. And I was like, is that a tortilla blanket? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, huh.
Wow.
Good for you. Yeah. He has really cute cats, but they're always on his keyboard when we're on call. And I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do when I grow up. I'm going to write cat stories about my friend's cats.
I think you should definitely do that.
Honestly, I might do it.
No, I kind of want to do that.
Honestly, let's do it together, dude.
We could write one about Chelsea's cats.
Perfect.
Literally perfect.
No, literally. Her cats are so cute.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Wait, does she still have the little white one?
Yeah, she has all of them.
Okay. What are their names?
Charlie, Linus, and Lucy.
Oh, right. They're after Peanuts characters. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Cuties. Isn't Linus the little... Wait, are they all little white fluffy cats? I don't remember. Because you sent me a picture of one once.
Yeah.
We're just analyzing cats on this podcast now.
Wait, what did I send you a picture of?
You sent me a picture of you holding one of them.
Oh, and one of my cats?
No. One of Chelsea's cats.
Oh, right.
And it was when she first got them, and they were really small. Like, really, really small. Like, you were holding it in your hand.
Yeah, I have some pictures with her cat, Linus.
That's it.
And then I have some with Charlie.
Okay. Cute.
I know I have, like, pictures of Lucy. I just don't know if I have ones, like, of me holding her.
Yeah. I have a picture of me holding, our friend's cat. His name's Bob. I think I've sent it to you before.
Yes.
He's a Russian blue cat, and he's, like, a little noodle.
That's right. Oh, my. He's so pretty.
He's very pretty, and he's really, like, sleek looking. And he's just, yeah, he's, like, a little noodle.
Aww.
And he likes to tap on your chest. Like, I'm doing it right now, but, like, he just likes to tap on your chest for no reason. And I'm like, Bob, what are you doing? And he just vibes. He's so cute. And he has really pretty eyes. Like, they're green and, like, they kind of look like beads. Oh, he's just a little cutie.
Yes, I think I remember commenting about that.
Yeah. I'll probably see him soon because I think we're seeing them in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
So more pictures of Bob will come.
Oh, yay, Bob!
And actually, I don't know this cat's name, but I will be cat-sitting for 3 weeks starting, I think, in May. So you will get cat pictures, too.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Is that for, like, the job you applied for?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Someone actually just called. It was, like, our neighbor called my mom and was like, oh, like, I recommended Franny for, like, a cat-sitting job. And my mom was like, oh, cool. So I called her yesterday and was like, I can take care of your cat. And she's like, awesome. And I was like, I got you.
Aww.
And I'm going to meet the cat actually on Sunday and, like, go over everything. So maybe I'll send a picture on Sunday when I meet the cat. But yeah, it starts in May, which I guess is next week. So that's weird. May is next week. My birthday is in, like, a week. That's so weird.
That is why such a weird concept. What are you going to be, 24?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's so weird. You're going to be 26. Ew.
24 was such a bad time for me.
Oh, that's great.
I hope you have a better time.
That's awesome.
It's because I went through a lot. It's okay. I went through a lot. So
I know, but we're proud. You're still here.
That's right. I don't know what 26 is going to be, but
listen,
I think it'll be pretty good.
I'm hoping that we reunite in this next year.
I really hope so, too.
I mean, it's going to happen one day, but like...
Absolutely.
Actually, I saw this thing on, I think it was like Pinterest or something, and it was like, how cute, because like, this is like so far in the future, but like, you can cut this out, but like, you're obviously like going to be at my wedding, and I was like, how cute would it be like if I met her for the first time at my wedding, because I saw that on Pinterest. They were like, how cute would it be if you met like all your internet friends at your wedding, and I was like, dang, that would be cute. So, we'll meet before that, but I just thought that was cute.
Yeah, we have to meet.
And then we're going to get married to the stars of Dune. It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh.
Dune 2. We need to do an analysis.
Wow, that could be really fun.
That actually would be. We could do the first one. Like, we could both rewatch the first one, like, take notes and then, like, talk about it. And then we could do it for the second one. Ooh, actually, I like that. Let's do that.
That is a really good idea.
Let's do that.
I'm going to write that down.
Cool.
Analyze Dune films. And then I'm going to see this later, and I'm going to be like, what was I writing?
I'll remember it.
No, I'll remember, but like...
I'll just see something about Dune and be like, oh, yeah. So, that'll be so fun. Wow.
It will be.
And then Timothy will hear and be like, wait, I need to be their friends. And we'll be like, yeah, you do.
And yeah, that's how it works.
Invite us to all future premieres.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, it could happen. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think so, Franny.
Listen, I'm where things have happened.
I get that's true. Yeah. I guess.
I can wrap this up if you're tired. I can.
I'm so tired, guys. I'm so sorry, like, if I don't make any sense throughout this whole episode, because like, I literally was dozing off, and then like, Franny would be talking, and I would just go, yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, that's great, Franny. Yes. And it's not because what Franny was saying was boring. It's purely because I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, you're so valid for that. It's funny that you said that about my voice, though, because recently, like, I will send voice memos to people, like, through text or whatever, like, you or whatever. And people are like, your voice is so nice. I'm like, thank you. Because I used to hate my voice, like, in high school and middle school. Hated my voice. Like, would always, like, not want to record anything. And then this year, I finally was like, dang, it's a nice voice. I was like, wow, because I remember someone was like, you could put me to sleep, and I was like, that's really nice.
Aww.
So I'll just be an ASMR reader one day. No, that's weird, but ooh, yeah.
I don't get ASMR all that much. I like when people like crinkle packages and stuff, kind of, but like, I'm not into the whole like give me goosebumps thing. Like, I hate goosebumps. I like, ew. Goosebumps are so weird, and they're uncomfortable, and they're just like anything associated with like cold or like chills, I'm like, no.
Oh, it's weird. Oh, it's weird.
So weird.
Oh, it's so weird.
I'm like, we don't need that.
I was actually talking about ASMR yesterday with one of my classmates, because they were like, oh, I love ASMR, and I was like, doing, but okay. And she was like, well, I like this one, and I'm like, okay, what's that like? I was like, that's not me.
I mean, hey, if you like it, like, good for you.
You like it off, but also what?
Yeah, because like, obviously there is like a big, like, you know, demand for it, and like a lot of people like to be entertained by it, but it's just not for me.
It's just very odd.
It's very odd. Because, like, I don't want to hear people chewing. Like, I hate, like, a bunch of, like, little noises. It drives me crazy.
It's not fun. It's not fun.
No, it's, like, overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh, and the ones with nails actually is okay.
Like, fingernails?
Yeah, where they, like, tap it. Like, what they have, like, with their, like, acrylics.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you could do that.
You could do that if you're naturally sassy like me, but.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I'm really tired and I need to go to bed.
You're okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. No.
Listen to this episode and be like, Alexander, you contributed nothing and you made no sense.
It was just me.
It was this episode is all about Franny, actually. I was just here for, like, support.
I've been told I'm the main character, so, like, thank you.
Only in this episode, though.
Honestly.
Every other episode, I'm the main character.
No, Lenny's the main character. What do you mean?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to go to sleep. But I love you. This was very fun.
I love you, too. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been another episode of Only We Care and another installment of Random Conversations where I doze off. That seems to be a recurring theme lately in these episodes of Random Conversations.
It's just going to be me talking from now on and you just like contributing like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. If I keep saying that, you're going to be like, you're asleep again, aren't you? And I'm going to be like, yep.
It's okay.
So there you go. That's my telltale sign. That I'm not awake. Okay, guys. Like I said, thank you so much for listening. We love you, podcast pals.
Yes, we do.
Yes. I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Franny Bronian.
And we'll see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye. Go to bed.
Goodbye. Get some sleep.
You too. Bye.
Bye.